are listening to Opportunity Detroit, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage. I'm Ann Thomas, and here in the Golden Tower of the Fisher Building, we can see the beautiful Gordie Howe International Bridge coming to life. So we thought it would be a good time to find out exactly how this construction is coming along. We found the perfect person to do it. He is the Windsor-Detroit Bridge Authority Chief Capital Officer, Grant Hilbers. Thank you for joining us today.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Grant, tell us a little bit about the project. In late March, you celebrated 2,000 days of construction. What does it look like right now?
So, it is amazing that we've hit 2,000 days of construction on this project. So we are in our fifth year of construction. As of now, the two towers, the one in Canada and the U.S., they've both reached full height, and that happened last year. The two towers are 722 feet high,
Wow. Which
is just slightly lower than the center building in the Renaissance Center. So it's these towers really do change the skyline of Detroit and Windsor.
Yeah, they're beautiful. The morning show is constantly talking about how when your project is finished, they would like to broadcast from the towers. Now, I'm afraid of heights, so that doesn't sound too fun to me, but they're all over this idea.
Yeah, that might be a little challenging, but we certainly can work with you.
So what else is coming? What's the next big part of this project?
Well, the next big milestone is going to be connection of the bridge, which we expect to happen in the next few months. So I think people in this area have seen progress across the water, but we're only a handful of segments away from that final connection.
Wow.
Which will be just a milestone event for this project. Some of us have been waiting years to achieve this, we're quite happy that it's happening. I should note that once the connection's made, there is still quite a bit of work that has to be completed, both on the bridge and the two ports of entry, entry in either country. So we still don't expect traffic until the fall of 2025, but that connection of the bridge certainly is a milestone in this project.
Well, I know absolutely nothing about bridge construction, so I would like you to start from the beginning. You're an engineer. How in the world do you make this connection? How do you build the actual bridge and do it safely? Wow.
Well, and certainly safety is one of our absolute priorities on this project. So this kind of bridge was built first on the land portion. So the portion landward side from the towers was constructed on temporary supports. So that whole thing was put together. Once that was done, we started over the water. So this is sometimes called a stick build, but it works segment by segment over the water with 27 segments from each country, finally meeting in the center. Each of those segments was constructed with steel. Precast concrete panels were placed on top and stitched together with concrete, and cables are connected. And that's been repeated over and over 27 times, or almost 27 times from each country, eventually meeting. So two separate crews are working, and we'll meet in the center, which requires a lot of coordination, some very complicated survey equipment on the bridge to make sure everything connects perfectly. And all that information is fed to a group of bridge engineers on a daily basis to make sure that everything is lining up and perfect. But it takes quite a bit of work, a lot of very skilled labor from both countries, as well as a small army of engineers.
Yeah, I mean, it's really incredible to me that it can even be done. So how deep is the water there? And do the beams go down into the water, or how does this work?
So both of the towers on the Gordie Howe International Bridge are located on land.
Okay.
And that was a deliberate decision made years ago during planning, both to make sure that we didn't impact shipping, because this is a major shipping corridor for supporting both of the countries, and also to make sure that we didn't impact any of the fisheries in the water. So having them located on land means that the Gordie Howe International Bridge will be the longest cable-stay bridge in North America once constructed. Not by a little bit. It's 40% longer than the second longest bridge. So the clear span between the two towers is about half a mile.
And how many different people and crews? Like, what are some of the crews that would be involved in this project?
So we've got crews from various unions. So we've got iron workers working on the bridge, but we also have two ports of entry. So you name the trade, and we've got them involved on this project. More than 11,000 workers have gone through orientation on this project, 42% of which are from the local area. And an amazing 12 million hours have been worked on this project to date. So that is just a testament to the number of hands that have been involved in constructing this amazing project.
What are some of the more interesting things to you as an engineer about this project? What do you think listeners would find fascinating?
I think, you know, if anybody came here when we were constructing the tower, one of the very interesting things is the form that we were constructing the tower with actually lifted with the tower. And it started, the towers are A-shaped, so you've got two legs at the bottom, and then they come together to the upper pylon portion. And those forms moved up the entire time. And those forms were three levels high. All of the work to construct this tower was completed in there, and then the forms lifted themselves up, eventually coming together into a single form for the top section. So just the construction engineering that went into to build something like this is actually fascinating.
I'm sure you watched with interest when there was the mishap recently with regard to the ship crashing into the bridge. It probably made you cringe.
It didn't make, well, the overall, and any of the infrastructure impact like that does make me cringe as as an engineer. We have designed this bridge so that kind of impact it wouldn't impact our bridge. Having the towers on land, plus having some provisions along the shoreline, that was actually considered as we figured out this design. So this bridge is safe from bridge impact or boat impact.
Which is huge because, as you point out, this is a main shipping channel.
This is a major shipping channel, you know, serving both the countries. I think it's maybe the busiest freshwater channel. Not to mention that this corridor is the busiest corridor for land-based trade between the two countries, which is one of the reasons why this bridge is being constructed.
And as a longtime resident of Windsor, how do you feel about this incredible project taking shape?
It's amazing to be part of this once-in-a-generation project. It's been nearly 100 years since a crossing between Windsor and Detroit has been built. So this opportunity, once-in-a-generation opportunity, I didn't think would be possible when I was going through school, so I'm just ecstatic to be part of this project.
Have you been involved in other bridge projects, Grant Hilbers?
I have not. I'm a civil and environmental engineer by training. I was involved in various projects leading into this, and I came on the project 7 years ago. I've got a lot of people that have bridge expertise. I've got a lot of a team of engineers that I can dip into. But this is the first bridge project I've worked on.
You know, and I can imagine that the environment would have to be taken into consideration when you're doing this kind of a project. Can you talk a little bit about that?
So environmental stewardship and community benefits have been key tenets of this project from day one. We've incorporated a number of environmental and sustainability initiatives into especially the ports of entry. So we've got some green roofs in the ports of entry, native planting, stormwater controls that are modern and friendly to the environment. In addition, when I talk about communities, there's a $23 million community benefits package.
Wow.
And one of the outstanding features of this bridge is there's a multi-use path that crosses it that will be free of charge. We haven't set tolls for the bridge yet, but we have announced that pedestrians and cyclists using the bridge, that will be free of charge.
That's interesting, the community benefit package. Does that mean that the communities around the bridge will see improvement because of this incredible project, Grant?
Yes, and that is what the community benefits, the $23 million community benefit package is dedicated to, specifically the communities directly impacted by construction of the bridge. For example, there have been approximately 100 homes in the Delray community that have benefited from that through enhancements, windows and roof replacements. All of that money is really intended to improve the communities and compensate for, the impact of construction all these years.
Sure. Wow, that's a great idea. Is there anything else that you want our listeners to know? The opening, you say, is fall of 2025, you think?
Yeah, opening to traffic will be fall of 2025. Everybody's going to see a bridge connected and wondering how quickly it can be completed. But we do have two ports of entry. So
it's a big deal.
Each of the ports of entry is the largest port along the land port along the Canadian-U.S. border. And we have a connection to I-75, providing highway-to-highway connectivity for this bridge. So we basically have four mega projects in one. So wrapping those up from the time the bridge closes will take a little bit of time, but it'll come before anybody notices, and we'll have this in service.
Absolutely. Grant Hilbers, Chief Capital Officer for the Windsor-Detroit Bridge Authority. Now, we're going to check back with you later in the year just to see what you think, how it looks, and you can remind people that we need a little bit more time, but we're getting closer every day.
Absolutely. I'm always happy to talk about this project.
Absolutely. Thank you for the time today. Coming up next on Opportunity Detroit, the draft cleanup is just about finished, but the economic impact of this great event will be felt for a very long time. We'll get the details right after these messages.